Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You feel that this could be a team that can make a long run in the playoffs and perhaps a Super Bowl.
I don't want to call death prematurely. Hospice is sounding actually reasonable.
You know what I'm saying? When something's too good to be true, it usually is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were looking too good.
New England doesn't scare anybody anymore.
This is a team that is not going to go back to the Super Bowl.
Gosh, dog, I wish I was still coaching.
They've never made a Super Bowl when they had to go on the road at any point.
Yeah, no.
Tom Brady skipped. Ooh, he looked bad.
Do you feel that this could be a team that can make a long run in the playoffs and perhaps a Super Bowl?
Well, I don't have a prediction. You know, again, I think we have a plan.
Just suck a little.
The point is being committed to the plan.
Right now.
He was too strong. It's a slap route.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm telling you, it's like an early Christmas for these people nationally. They are just licking their chops. Just to hammer Tom Brady. Hammered the New England Patriots.
You know what's
still
worse,
do have, by the way, they're tied still for the best record in the National Football League. Am I correct on that one?
Yes, still but tight. I think all we right. can all say, listen, they're not a strong 10-2. I guess if that's it, but it's
the worst 10-2 team we've ever seen.
They're the worst 10-2 team this year.
I love it.
But the funny thing is, not necessarily taking a victory lap. It's what bugs me the most, I guess. And maybe it's not bugging, but it's just like, oh god, here we go again. It's like everybody's got Game Pass. Everybody's got slow motion feature. Everybody wants to do, okay, so watch this. Here's what's happening. Everybody is just, he's the most over-dissected player in modern history.
And you can see it on the All-22.
Greg
Bedard disease, that's what it is.
Well, no, but he's not the only one. No. Every single person goes, watch this route. Watch Dorsett. See what he's doing? Okay, so that's it. So I'd be mad, too, if I was ever a quarterback, but I was a lineman. So what do I know? It just drives me crazy. So, to me, it's I'm still sticking by what I said yesterday. I feel even better about it today than I did the day before.
Of course, there are more videos.
There's more videos.
What are you sticking with? This is Tom Brady's greatest season of his career?
One of the greatest seasons of his career.
His best 10-2 season
ever.
And
if I laid out all the factors and carried the one, you would see it. You would see it. No, okay, it's not his best year ever. Okay, it's not his second best. But based on, just imagine what it would look like if he wasn't the GOAT. If he was just great. If he was good. Imagine what this offense would look like.
I mean, they'd be at least 9-3.
Well, I still think they'd be.
No, they wouldn't.
It would be sloppier.
No, they wouldn't.
The quarterback wouldn't have.
I argued this with both of you last week.
I still think they end up being 10-2.
They would not.
But it looks like bad news bears, and they're slipping and sliding, and guys are just winning because of defense.
In the first 8 weeks, they could have had a quarterback that kneeled and grounded the ball on every offensive play, and they still probably would have gone 6-2.
Throw it into the stands.
I'm just saying.
I disagree.
Block punts,
because
interceptions, you name it.
Go back and start from the beginning. So on the Sunday night game, right, they had the all the quarterbacks, and it was a graveyard, right? And they had all the quarterbacks with the headstones, and here's Luke Falk, and here's his passer rating. Go, here's Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they left Lamar Jackson to the end because he was the
140 something seven.
He wasn't even dead. So look at those guys. Look at those quarterbacks. Look what they were dealing with. Look how easy it was. Look how many different opportunities they were having. It didn't matter. Their issues were camouflaged for a big part of the beginning of the season. And give the defense credit. Give them credit for not making it worse.
So you would have lost in Philly. You would have lost Dallas.
Hold on. Philly just lost to Miami.
Philly sucks.
Okay.
Dallas sucks.
Right. Dallas sucks. They just stop. Okay, the NFC North is overrated.
Here's the difference.
So you can't
here's
give the, me. Okay. Hold on. When Philly goes down Jesus, to freaking Miami, hang on, I feel God. Good right now. When they go down to Miami and they lose.
Is this how Chatham is after he has
won the game?
The game they need to win. And here's the thing. Philly and Dallas keep going back and forth with each other. They both keep losing. It's ridiculous.
They suck. Lou and I were just talking about this. Dallas is going to end up 8-8. They're going to win the damn division.
7-9.
And they're going to play a home game against San Francisco.
Or Seattle, who's like 13-3.
Exactly.
So when you say they would have lost to Philly, I'm not biased.
They would have lost more than they did.
Wouldn't have.
Because a lesser quarterback, and I'll tell you why. And people keep on bringing this up. The completion percentage of Tom Brady. It is awful. It's terrible. Okay. But guess what? It's all for a reason, because he does not have these receivers. They're making constant mistakes, and what he's doing is he's taking a mulligan. It's like being out in the golf course. I want that one over again. I'm going to give up on this play to live for the next one. That's why his percentage is so poor, but it also prevents them from losing some of these games. And a play here or a play there, three or four turnovers in a game by a different, a lesser quarterback.
So what does he do?
Meant a couple more losses.
No, I'm just saying. So what does he do?
That's a very good question.
No, because it's
going forward. You mean?
Well, I mean going forward.
It's a very good question.
I would say the last 4 or 5 years, you know, he's always had the reliables, right? He's always had Gronk, Edelman, James White. All right, and then it was sort of like every once in a while a Hogan would pop, or Amendola I would put in that category as well, as a guy who's trusted.
No question.
So this is guys that he's been around now for the last 4 or 5 years. So two of them are gone. So now what does he do? Because you saw we saw this tweet earlier from Brian Baldinger, right, about Philip Dorsett in the back of the end zone.
By the way, another good video.
Yeah, in that first drive downfield with Philip Dorsett.
Yes.
Kind of sitting on the route as opposed to kind of running continually. Brady kind of leading him. Dorsett thought he should sit. Brady throws his hands up. He's pissed. You know, first drive. So that by the way, goes to the whole gun thing later on in the game. Yes. So that wasn't exactly the gun thing.
Him.
Was the first mistake, right? So
right.
This was the very first drive. But what does he do? Because, you know, Dorsett could have kept running. But when he stopped, he was also wide open too.
Right.
So, again, people watching the film, I guess you side on the side of Tom Brady, right, and say that, wow, if somebody made a mistake, and if it's Philip Dorsett or Tom Brady, who do you think made it as far as understanding the route tree or whatever, where you're supposed to go? You'd say Tom Brady, you know, was right and Dorsett was wrong. But what can you do? How do you dumb it down? Like, so you get in a room with, like, the smartest man in the world. He doesn't talk to you like he talks to another guy as smart as him. He sort of dumbs it down.
I don't think
So how does you do that as a quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think you can dumb it down. And I'll give you an example. And you brought up the Baldinger video. I've tweeted out. You guys probably have as well. And it's an interesting one because it should have been a touchdown. And many people, I remember Twitter at the time, said, well, who the hell was Tom throwing to? Thought he was throwing it up into the stands just to get rid of it. He was not trying to get rid of it. He was thinking that Dorsett was doing one thing and Dorsett was doing something else. But we always talk about Brady forcing the ball. He's not forcing the ball. He's going to the best receiver in the best situation at that time. Edelman is doubled. Lacoste is doubled. He can't get the ball to him. Dorsett is the only one with single coverage. That's where he wants to go. And if Dorsett understood what Tom Brady wanted, that's a touchdown, correct?
No, yeah.
So how do you blame?
I agree.
How does anybody blame
there's
on
no
Tom
question.
Brady?
He's throwing
you don't
balls
stop
away.
There at the end in the back of the end zone.
To Christian's point, now I don't think it's his top five, season of his Tom Brady's entire career. Not
about
top five,
about
but
six or seven.
I would say there. That
can we go
maybe
the best
it's
game of the year.
Maybe it's not his worst, given what's around him, because there are throwaways to avoid sacks. So sure, I'd rather see 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 8 as opposed to 2nd and 18 because there's a sack. Right, so that's a positive play, threw the ball away. But there's a lot of balls, to your point, like this one here in that first drive, that you say, wow, he just sort of threw it away. Felt some pressure and just, no. You know, we've seen balls, again, the one, you know, we talked about all the day yesterday. Jacoby Myers, go. Throws the ball. People say, geez, he's just throwing that ball away. No. He's supposed to be there.
Right.
Same thing with Philip Dorsett. I would have been surprised if they threw a damn flag on the Philip Dorsett one. We've seen that. We've seen a flag thrown on him before. Where I think it was somebody cut in instead of out, and he threw it to the out.
Yeah.
Nobody was there, and they said grounding, intentional grounding. So there's a lot of those. I understand it. But how do you start speaking dumb or stupid like you need to with these wide receivers?
Too stupid or stupid?
Like I'm just saying, like since Brady rolls out to the right, yells to Myers, go! And then throws it out because he knows he's too stupid to understand what go is. So now he's got to speak dumb.
Brady,
and he's got to speak Jacoby Myers, right?
I thought he said no.
This normally
he
means go, but in your mind, you think that means sit at the sticks.
I thought you said whoa. Oh, whoa?
Because
stop?
Well, the funny thing is like Jacoby Myers, that one play where everyone's talking about that he should have went, He was open.
See, but
he stopped and came back. He was open for a first down. It's just that Brady already threw it because he was asking him to go.
Yeah, but this Baldinger
video. So how do you speak dumb?
You don't. You don't. You can't. They can't.
I could teach him.
Okay.
I speak dumb.
But this Baldinger video is a prime example of it. Because people. I've heard people say that he's got to go with the kids. He's got to throw it to the kids. So in this instance, he's throwing to Dorsett, not necessarily a kid, but now on the younger part of that tree. Why is he doing it? Not necessarily because he's trying to feed Dorsett, but because there's double coverage on the other two guys, including Lacoste, was double teamed. And so you sit there and you look at that and you say, Brady is doing what Brady always does. He is throwing the ball to the guy that has the best chance in that situation, man coverage, in the back of the end zone. You can beat him in a straight line. I can get you wide open, and you don't do what you're supposed to do.
And what are we doing?
So what is Brady supposed to do? This idea of feed the kids. Just let the kids learn on the job. And just he's doing it right there in this play. He's feeding Dorsett, not because he wants to, but because Dorsett's the best option.
All right, but see, that's where I go back to. You're right. So Dorsett screws up on the first drive. And then he screws up with the little gun thingy, right? But he still threw to him.
Yes.
As the game went on.
Yes.
He had to.
He has to.
See, and I say he has to do that with N'Keal Harry.
No, but
he has to.
But Lou, what he's doing.
Has to. See, he can't ice this kid out.
Okay, but I think what he's doing is, I don't think Brady has changed. I think Brady is not icing anybody out. I think he is going to the guy who is open, who gives him the best opportunity. We've heard this for years out of Belichick and out of Brady. We throw to the guy who's open. In this case, a man-to-man coverage at the back of the end zone, you can get free in that situation. The other two guys can't. He did it continuously. My guess is that Harry either didn't do it or Josh McDaniels pulled back on him and said, pretty much, we're going to make him the third option. He's going to do a lot of blocking.
I will say this, and I'll tell you this. I feel better about the offense today than I felt yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't say you were great.
One more day, you got Brady leading the MVP.
What'd you do, drink heavily last night?
I want you to take a break.
Okay.
Take a break, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, you
and
why.
I think you both will feel better.
No,
I'm
not.
I think you both. No. I want to make, hold on, you know what? Oh, you're easy to make feel better. Lou is stubborn.
Yeah, Lou.
He's just, you know, snarky.
Yes.
I already feel how rough today is going to be.
Yeah, well, you know.
I think I'm going to make Lou feel a little bit better.
Bill got me in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, he did. We'll get back to some of that because I thought it was a legitimate question about the running game. And
how about all of them?
But he felt good about the running game, Bill, for
some
reason.
Who do you think's better, Kareem Hunt or LaShawn McCoy right now? All right, go ahead. Go to break.
Yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. The big fellow over here is feeling better today than he did yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to bring some perspective and some feel-good juice.
Maybe as dumb as the receivers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
This is, again, similar to Harry. Like, I know you're not as big as Harry, but you got to fight through contact here. And, you know, even if you got to run that route hard up the field, and if the guy's making contact, like, you know, maybe you draw a pass interference penalty. But if you stop right there on contact, like, you're not going to get anything. Watch the Patriots sideline in the background. You see Ivan Fears goes to his knees almost. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm really proud of myself, by the way. Because I said all of that Sunday night after the game without the All-22s.
You are amazing.
I got a skill. I mean, I didn't you're even realize good. It. Without the All-22s. Yeah. And you probably did as well, right? And you probably did as well without the All-22s.
It is nice to have some, I guess, a backup band, right?
Yes.
The All-22.
It always
kind of
is.
Prove
yes.
your point. I will say this. So one of the issues is...
It's like
is
there's that, some sort of robber here.
Yeah. One of the issues is that all these guys are all learning on the fly.
I don't like
They're
that.
All learning on the fly.
Oh, is this the part where you're going to make me feel better?
Because I look at this and I was like, all right, so this is one of those days where you go and you watch film and you think you're going to feel like crap, but you actually leave the meeting room feeling good about everything because the issues are so easy to fix. They're so easy. So people are focusing on three routes, three issues. Two by rookies, one by a vet.
There was more than that.
Well, we
I know,
got a new
I know,
one today.
Hold
from,
on.
From
They're
the vet.
Focusing on those three. Yeah. Okay. Most people, right. Okay. Bates, keep up with me, okay?
What do you
make
mean, you people?
Feel better. Okay?
Well, now we get two with Dorsett with Baldinger.
Yeah, so Baldy
so we got
added
four plays.
He added a fourth, but
Baldy.
Again, both of you guys, can you both guys shut up?
Go ahead.
That'll make you feel better. Okay. So the first one's a slant. Okay. He'll run a slant route again, and I guarantee you he will not run it that way. He will force the issue and he will get inside.
Good.
No. I mean, because that's the first time he's seen it.
He will.
It's the first time he got muscled up, roughed up. He'll run it differently. All right. So, hey, you can't. Hey, you can do that in the preseason. And it would have been nice if he was able to do that against the Jets, against all those other teams that they played early in the year where him screwing up didn't matter. Now it does. It's magnified. He'll fix it. That's easy to fix. Inside release, plant, get up field. That's it. All right. You're big. You're strong. The second one, Myers. Myers' route was a converted out route that he turned into a wheel route. His thing is like he decided to stop running because he thought that was the most advantageous position for him to get the ball. Once you commit to the wheel route, you can't stop. You have to keep going. So to me, I mean, if they want to throw it to you short, then he'll throw it on a back shoulder. You'll be fine. He'll never do that again. Never in his life. It's like getting the ball. It's like having a ball hit you in the back of the head. Easily fixable. Hey, play breaks down. You got to go up. Short guys go deep. Deep guys go short. That's the scramble rule. If you run a 5-yard out, you got to go deep. If you run a post, you got to come short. That's it.
Okay.
I guarantee you won't happen again.
Go to the next one because I'll wait until you're done.
Dorsett just missed the freaking call. Either he missed it altogether because I have a hard time believing that he thought it was something else. Well, I thought he was making a peace sign. No. It's the gun. So I don't think Dorsett saw it at all, period. So he guessed
clearly
and he ran
he
the wrong
right
route. Okay, so I would assume that would be fixed. Maybe not for a guy his age who keeps making the same stupid mistakes.
Maybe he thought it was a middle finger.
Maybe it is.
After the first drive.
Maybe it is.
Should have been the middle
hey, Phil,
finger after
right
the
here,
play.
Buddy.
So much of what Tom does is with anticipation. So the Dorsett route in the end zone, he's got it in. Okay, back line in route. Baldy calls at the top of the numbers. First of all, he rounds it way too deep. He's slow into it, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to find a void. No, you got to keep running. To me,
Christian, week 12.
Agreed. Dorsett is a different situation. The young kids, Myers and Harry, those are week one routes that they should mess up. But I see rookies do it all. But Myers never been in that situation. So, listen, it's the first time he's ever seen it. For all these other receivers, they've seen it multiple times.
Kirsten,
so
I think,
he knows.
I don't know
so
what you're
I
doing.
So I say you feel better about it.
No.
Who feels better? Raise your
no.
hand.
No. Nobody. Anybody? You're the only one.
Does anybody think this can be fixed?
No. Okay.
I got three hands.
Okay. You got two hands. You got no. Tyler raised his hand because no. he's sucking up to you. He thinks maybe you can advance him somewhere in his company.
It's just not that hard.
Please.
It's just not that hard.
That's right. It's not that hard. But Tom Brady has been saying this week after week after week. They can't get it done. And so you're sitting here and suddenly saying, oh, my God, they've seen the light.
No, I didn't say they saw the light.
It's never going to happen again. It has happened all year long with these guys.
They're never going to be great.
They don't get it.
Hold on. They're never going to be
great. I would give you one of those.
But
one of
the only thing they need to steal a phrase from the great Lou Maloney, referring to the Boston Red Sox, just suck a little.
See, I would give you one.
That's it.
I would give you N'Keal Harry. All right? Maybe welcome to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? He hasn't played that much. But the Jacoby Myers one?
Which one? The wheel route?
Brady made the just a hand gesture, go?
Sorry. I guarantee he's done that numerous times.
Are you telling me, when you're sitting there and you see a quarterback go, every kid who plays like Nerf football, all right, like does the same thing. And a 12-year-old is like, oh, he wants me to go. And he runs. That might just tell you how dumb people are. To see that hand gesture and think, oh, so that hand gesture means I should stop and sit on this route at the chains. No. So if he can't understand what that means, I don't know if he's going to understand too much.
But I feel like Jacoby is a smart kid. I think he overthought it. I think he thought in real time. Overthought it. I think he did. I think he said, okay, well, this guy closed off my path. I'm going to stop. Brady will throw it.
I think after
away.
The game, he actually said, I saw the gesture and I should have went. I don't know. I just stopped. I don't know why.
Yeah, he overthought it. He thought he was in college.
You know why you overthink things?
He can just change it.
It's too smart. Maybe it's too smart.
You overthink things because you're thinking too much because your quarterback is sitting on your neck.
Well,
and you know if you make a mistake, you're going to sit your ass on the bench and never throw to you ever again.
Should be sitting on
I'm
going to
call.
How many weeks can you go through this? He should be sitting on there now.
No, I will say this. I would say this. Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady, Ivan Fears, every other coach, receiver / special teams coach, Joe Judge, stop showing frustration. Stop showing irritation. You got to start coaching on the run. You just got to start teaching on the run.
What were you this smoking
is the,
last night?
No,
you
it's
could
this
be
the
here
only,
today. You missed
it doesn't,
the cheering.
It doesn't work.
Wow.
It's like you sit there and like we know they're not any good. It's like yelling at Newhouse. Eventually go, listen, what do you want me to do? It's like the whole, it's the Dante Scarnicchia. What do you want me to do?
But they don't do it. They don't do it publicly. They're not sitting there in embarrassing.
No, the body language on the sideline is at an all-time high.
Well, because they make the same mistakes. Error repeaters.
Fine.
You've heard that term? Error repeaters.
Stop showing your emotions.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if you're a coach, everybody knows you screwed up.
Here's the answer. Here's the answer.
And you know that doesn't help.
Here's the answer. The answer is the one guy that you could get up to the next level, I think, with communication with Tom Brady, is Mohamed Sanu. He probably wasn't 100%. Said physically this past week. He's the guy you can get up. Edelman, you've got to get him healthier. You've got to find ways of getting that double off of him and not letting them press and beat the living bejesus out of him at the line of scrimmage. So you got Edelman, you got Sanu, the short passing game, you got White in the short passing game. I don't know, maybe Burkhead, and then every once in a while Myers, because you're right. The one thing he does have, good hands, doesn't get separation, but he's good hands. Maybe you can utilize him in some respect. That's your answer. You have no other answer here. You can't sit there and wait around for N'Keal Harry to figure it out. Maybe you're right. He hasn't had enough reps. He's not ready. Maybe this is a redshirt year for him. And Dorsett, you can't continue to go to him if he continues to screw up. Brady's not shutting any of these guys out.
He's the one guy.
He's going to the open
he's
receiver.
He's the worst one.
Like he always has.
Here's the thing. The other guys get a pass. I'm sorry. They get a pass. Myers and N'Keal Harry, for the most part, they're allowed that mistake once. Not Dorsett's been in the league. He's been on two different teams. He's won Super Bowls. That's the guy where I would literally pull. I would pull him. I wouldn't even play him anymore. He's not worth it.
This is a guy that had how many catches in a row?
Grant, oh, no, 16. It was a lot.
I mean, it was spread out over
16, I believe,
it was spread
right?
out over 14 weeks.
Up.
But, I mean,
yes,
but still, when Josh Gordon went down, you know, there was, you know, three or four game stretch where it was like 10 targets, 10 catches. It seemed like a guy that he liked. It seemed like a guy that he trusted, that was in his wheelhouse, that now all of a sudden doesn't know what he's doing. Again, I would go back to Joe Judge. I would let Matthew Slater coach special teams. I mean, I would just be like, you know what? We got to, because we have, and what do you call it? Olafsky put another video out just moments ago. And it is just route after route. These guys, it's like they're lazy. They're not good route runners. Maybe they don't know the playbook. They're not on the same page. I mean, at some point, you do have to look at it and say, okay, none of your wide receivers know where you're going. What do we do? I heard that they're going to practice today. Is that true?
No, not today. Today's Tuesday.
So what do they do? Tomorrow they practice?
Tomorrow they're going to practice on Thursday.
Do they practice on Friday? Because I got a feeling I'm going to watch this game on Sunday and it's going to look the exact same. Because it has now for weeks. They don't know where they're going.
To me, the Dorsett thing is concerning.
Christian, you tell me if a running back is like running through the line and not protecting the ball, or tight end mechanics as far as blocking, if you looked at film and said, oh my God, this guy's the worst blocker ever. Look at his base. Look at his hand placement, whatever. Wouldn't you say that's fundamentals? Wouldn't you sit there and say, where's the position coach to talk about this guy, to break down a block, to break down and run the ball through the line, protect the ball? Here we are. We got wide receivers running around like freaking animals who have no clue where anything is. Nobody knows where they're going. What are we doing? But no, you know what? Our punt coverage is good, and we can block some punts. Woohoo! Right,
block three of them.
Let's see if there are other minions out there who are feeling very optimistic today. A lot better today.
I feel better.
They felt yesterday. Let's see. 617-779-7937. To the phone calls. Coming up next right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
George Sedano, what are you seeing?
Tony, this is what age and erosion looks like. At this stage, at 42 years old, yes, he doesn't have the talent that he's used to having around him, but because of that, we're now seeing age become a real factor. Since week 4, he's basically been Mitchell Trubisky. He's 30th as far as passing passing attempts is concerned.
Okay, you got the stats to back this up. All right, good. Let me hear him. Yeah.
He's 29th in quarterback rating in that scenario, and they're 1.69 points per possession. And to put that into context, that's worse than the Dolphins since week 4. Who is this?
That's George Sedano or Jorge Sedano or whatever. He's not watching the game.
No,
he's not watching the game.
You know,
don't give me this Mitchell. Don't give me this Mitchell Trubisky. You know what you do? This is how lazy you are. You look at the stats and you say, "Oh my God, Brady! I can find a hole in Brady's game because he is 42 and he's getting older. And look at the stats with Trubisky are very similar. Therefore,
I have a take.
It's the same guy. You're not watching the freaking game, or hey, oh, George.
No, they are. It's to me. That's why I'm like, it's so easy.
I think
for
you might
them.
Be right. He might. This might you. Be top five.
I'm telling
I'm
you.
Starting to
it
believe
is
this.
When you really look at it. Because
the more you look at the video, so plays.
Oh, well, I mean, it's frightening. Everybody's doing it.
It's the receiver's fault.
And they're all catching up now. They're all kind of figuring it out now. It's like they're. I was on the wrong side. Oh, geez, I better jump over here now.
So
talk about the wrong side.
No. So okay. So Dan Orlovsky put out another video. I mean, this is. This is now like
there's tons of them,
and this is like 5 plays now that we've seen. So I'm starting to okay. I never put all the blame on Tom. I never did. I just think it is still more than 5%.
You put a lot. Yeah,
I still put 33. He's the quarterback of the guy. He's the quarterback of the team, for Christ's sakes. But Orlovsky showed, because Baldinger showed that play on 3rd and 7 on the first drive of the game, where Philip Dorsett sat instead of kept going, was wide open, and it looked like Tom threw it away. The play before that, Orlovsky just put on a video where Brady rolls to the right. And
which, hold on, sorry. They never roll. That was like a sprint right option is
what
it's called.
Again, so here we go, right? So
never do it.
Sony Michel gets you down there at 2nd and 7 from the goal line in the opening drive. So you tell me, Christian, opening drive, red zone, inside the 10-yard line. Are you putting the crappy plays you worked on all week?
No. I know we've been really bad at the red zone, so I'm going to come up with my best plays right out the gate.
So Brady rolls to the right. Myers looks like he's going to the corner. Cuts, stops, and supposed to come back to the pylon.
Yeah, the front pylon.
Front pylon. So Brady rolls to the right. Myers doesn't cut. Just kind of rolls it over. Doesn't awful route whatsoever.
Like lazy.
Brady throws it, misses him by like 3 yards.
Yep.
To the outside of him.
On purpose.
I mean, but it was where Myers was supposed to be. He just doesn't know how to run the route.
Right.
The very next play is the one Baldinger showed where Philip Dorsett sat instead of kept going for a wide open touchdown. The very first drive, 2nd and goal from the 7, and you got these two guys who are incapable of running a route. That doesn't create a good mindset for the rest of the game.
So then think about the very first drive. And you worked your ass off. You fixed it. You come out with your best plays. Everybody's sick, whatever. You get down there. You want to get up on them quick. And you've had red zone issues, but you think that you finally got an advantageous 1st and 7. I mean, sorry, 2nd and 7.
By the way, were you surprised that it was actually those two? Because I remember they got down there. I remember on Twitter, you know, you're looking at people talk about personnel. You're down there at the 7-yard line, no Harry, no Sanu, right out of the gate. It was Dorsett and Myers.
One ran a bad route,
the other one was too dumb.
Well, they wanted to run something. They had the personnel group out there. They wanted to run something, and they couldn't execute.
So Brady throws two balls that aren't even close to the wide receiver.
Right.
Not close.
Right. Everybody thinks it's
Brady.
He's
missing all these guys.
It's Mitchell Trubisky.
So he's off. He's losing it. Meanwhile, a guy rounds off a route, you know, turns it into a little half circle, half moon, instead of a cut and an angle.
So when people say, oh, in the past, Brady would make these throws and he would adjust for these poor routes because the guys aren't as good, and he would make these passes and he would make up for it.
Drive.
It's not true.
Okay, so
are not as good.
Yes.
No, here's the thing.
That's the problem.
Harry's a good player on routes where he's just running. Right, he doesn't get in and out of his routes because he's slow. He's slow.
Myers is.
So when you get him on just a go or a deep crossing route, he'll catch the ball. He's got great hands, but adjusting it, fighting through traffic, he's not that good.
Yeah, but I'm
sorry. He's a 4th or 5th wide receiver at best, and he's your first option when you throw the ball down on the red zone.
So maybe you can make an excuse for Harry because he hasn't been around a lot, and maybe it's a little different in the college game where the quarterback running and scrambling and doing something like that. But you look at how is it you can't – you've been here long enough in meetings to be able to run a slant so that when a guy tugs on your shirt, which they do all the time, that's how you hold a player, hold a receiver down. You don't
teams meeting or the wide receivers meeting?
There you go again with Joe Judge. But I'm sorry. If he can't run 12 games into the season, a slant in which you're boxing the guy out, in which you're in the perfect position, you're fronting him, the ball's easy to get to you, and you're right. Athletically, he's a terrific specimen. I'm sorry, there's a problem. There's two things that have come to with a conclusion very similar to what you have. The first one is that I'm surprised Brady wasn't even more pissed. So for those people that think that Brady was mean and nasty, the more we see the video,
well,
trust me, Brady, when you saw Brady sit there and say, I'm done with him, it wasn't the first time he was done with him in the game. It was building up with numerous plays. And the other one, well, go ahead, Lou. You wanted to say something.
I'm just saying that I still think as the quarterback of the team, he deserves more responsibility, more blame than 5%.
Not more than 10, because
he's the quarterback.
But that's the thing. Because he's the quarterback,
that's it.
It's like you start with blame. Okay? No matter what, you start with blame, and when you win, you lose. So it's just so fine. So let's start with 5% blame because he's automatically the quarterback. So ultimately, it's his responsibility, right?
Yeah, but I would also say now maybe they can't get it. They never will. Maybe they're just too dumb. But it is finding a way to communicate what you need, what you want from these guys. Maybe they'll just never understand it, but that's part of that relationship. This is what I need. This isn't week one of camp where these mistakes are happening. As far as Harry goes, he's been there for 5 weeks. Jacoby Myers has been there all year. Philip Dorsett's been there for 2.5. At some point, there's a communication breakdown. I would say the wide receivers, as far as just the communication, deserve most of the blame. But as the leader, as the quarterback, you need to take some of that blame on yourself for obviously not being able to get the point across of what you need.
It's easy to say that. It's fine. It's easy to say that.
Sure
it is. And I sit there and I go, all right, so Harry's been there a while, but it's just so different. So you're stuffing 10 pounds of information into a 5-pound bag. Like, you're overstuffing because we're running out of time, guys. We got 4 games left. You have to hurry up, and we can't afford for you to be a rookie or to act like a rookie. But hey, coach, hey Joe, listen, it was easy getting off the line of scrimmage. Nobody was bodying me up like that in the game. And then he held me, coach. That's not in practice. That's not fair. Right. Well, I guarantee you it won't happen again. Or here's the other thing. And just for the record, for the slant routes, it's an art. You watch Hopkins. Watch him run his slant routes. But he is an expert at it. The way he sets people up, the way he uses his quickness, the way he gets separation, the angles that he chooses to run the route at once he gets off the line of scrimmage. So these guys can't get off the line of scrimmage. They're not used to it. Harry's too slow and weak. Myers is too slow and too weak. And Harry
should not be
is just,
weak at his
he's
size.
Just he's raw. And he's
slant
and he's,
route should be perfect for him, correct? Based on his body type
it,
and
it
everything?
It should be. You would think so. But if you don't know how to get off, if you don't know, there's like so many different little moves you can make at the line of scrimmage. Go find there's a Twitter page that's called Receiver School, and they go over all of them. There's so many. He doesn't have any of them. He uses body. He just thinks he can body everybody because he did it in college, or he does it in practice because they let him win.
Right. This is a different game. You get to this level. The things that become obvious, though, and people are spouting it out, and Tom's got to be nicer, and he's got to throw, and he's got to give these kids a break. He's not icing anybody out. Matter of fact, the more and more we see videos of breaking down the All-22 with individual plays, Tom Brady can't get to Edelman because he's overplayed. He's double covered. Lacoste, we just talked about a play with Lacoste. He was doubled in the red zone because they fear the tight end in the red zone. The kids are getting the opportunities. The kids are screwing up the opportunities. It's not Brady who's screwing it up. It's the kids, and he's giving them the opportunity. So if they don't take the opportunity, what's the answer then? I'm not willing to blame more than 5 or 10% on Brady. I don't know what else he can do. What else can he do?
But I would say I would go.
What else can he do?
Even when it comes to N'Keal Harry, it's like, Chris, do you think Brady has any control over personnel?
No, actually, I don't. I don't think he has any control over it.
Now I'm going to Josh McDaniels.
Hold on. As far as who they bring in or who they actually,
I don't want to see Harry the rest of the game.
Well, he might have a choice on that. What he does have a say in. Let's say you have 10 plays inside the 10, 10 passing plays inside the 10.
Yeah, the first two work.
He will get the choice. He will say, yeah, I want him to run it.
Yeah.
I want this guy to run it. No, give this one to him. Because plays will come in with a certain guy, and the Braves say, no, I'd rather him run it. He runs it better. But I don't think you have many options. Like, you don't have any options. How many? You have four guys?
No, because
you can choose from?
Talking about, like, Brady icing out N'Keal Harry, and now Harry got in there, I think it was 10 snaps after the interception, but up to that point, he was in there for, I want to say 10 or 15, but a lot of those
right out of the gate.
But a lot of those were runs, as we mentioned.
Yes.
9 of the first 11 plays were runs.
He was blocking.
Then they got away with it. They got away from that, even though Bill Belichick refuses to believe that, or at least admit it to me, because God forbid he ever admitted that.
Didn't like you.
Whatever. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
It's a holiday season, too.
But he was in there like the first 11 plays, but they ran it 9 times, because he's a big guy, he can block. So is it really Brady icing him out, or is Josh like, yeah, you're my wide receiver when we run, but you ain't ready. You can't, you know. So maybe it's just Josh McDaniels.
So think about it. So you want to go 4 wides. N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Meyer, Julian Edelman.
Sanu.
And Dorsett or Sanu. So one man, somebody's got to be out, and it's been N'Keal Harry. So if you go 4 wides, if you go 4 wides with James White, you're basically 5 wide. So N'Keal Harry is on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Myers and Dorsett, 4th and 5th type wide receivers, are now your now become your number one option, because here's what teams are doing. It's what the Patriots do. I'm just taking Sanu. I'm going to take Edelman out. Right. I'm taking James White out.
Right. That's what
these guys. I'm going to put my my second or my third a DB on those guys, and I'll take
no,
my chances.
And make no mistake about it.
They put corners on James White.
But make no mistake, they did take them out when the game mattered.
Right.
Well, when they played man-to-man and put a corner on James White and double-teamed Julian Edelman, again, James White had one catch for 4 yards going into that last drive of the third quarter.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, they started dropping back in the zone.
Right.
Which is why now Brady and these guys that are slow can get open.
Yep.
And that's why Brady was good, and that's why James White got involved, and all of a sudden they weren't doubling Edelman anymore because they're up by 21.
So now the floodgates.
But man-to-man, still got a problem because James White wasn't getting open.
The floodgates are open now. So every team says these guys can't get off the line of scrimmage. They can't beat press coverage.
No.
So and you can't make them pay for it. So they sit there and go, whatever, we're good. We just man them up.
So
they
can't
get off the line of scrimmage, and they can't
Myers.
Make you pay.
You need Myers. You need Dorsett.
Myers
you
can't
need,
beat man.
Harry. Right. And in none of them
you can
are
get in the zone, get in the right area and catch the football.
Well, you need them because that's what teams are doing. As he said, they're shutting off your top guys. And these guys are incapable of doing it. That's the problem I have. All right, to the phones we go. Cal's in Quincy. Hey, Cal.
Gentlemen, hello.
Good, Cal.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Cal?
So the most alarming stat that I saw Sunday was the fact that we're the third most team that punts the football.
Right.
That's not a New England Patriot offense. When you chop a tree down, it takes a couple of whacks. We've given up on the run too easy. We got our premier, tackle back. I really think that, you guys are talking about this kid, N'Keal Harry. He's a number one draft pick. He's a grown man. How much time is Tom Brady spending with these young guys to maybe make them? He just seems very frustrated quickly.
Well, he's spending plenty of time. But let's remember that Harry was coming back from an injury.
So he was
limited in the time that he had, right?
But this isn't about Harry. This is about every receiver on that team, with the exception of Julian Edelman, who seems to be on the same page, and he's banged up. So he has no weapons. So if you can't pass the ball, you better start running it. You better do something.
What do you mean? They ran for 150 yards, 145 yards.
Maybe to loosen something up downfield. I haven't seen a 40-yard pass completed on this team all year long. It's absolutely horrendous.
I think
Antonio
see
Antonio Brown was there.
I think he did.
You know what I mean?
But. No, Cal, yeah, no, I think it was, I think they might have, I think I saw this the other day. They had like two against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they did.
And they've had one since?
Yeah, early in the year. Hey, listen, maybe they run against Kansas City because teams have been effective running the ball against Kansas City.
Yeah.
And let's face it, what you do week to week is you find the weakness of the other team and you try to play to your strength. Now, I'm not saying that your running game is your strength, but is your running game good enough to be able to exploit their run defense? And I think they're going to attempt to do it. I do. Here's Jesse in Montreal, next up here in EEI.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
I think the calls for Brady's declining or him to retire is pretty outrageous. I mean, you got a quarterback here who's been to 3 straight Super Bowls, probably played more games than any other quarterback the last 3 years. You got an offense the first 2 games where he's got a quarterback rating of 124.5, and then everything goes. His weapons go, his running game goes, his offensive line goes, and then they're going to say he's declining, he's washed up. I mean, I don't get that. And it's like, imagine Bergeron with, Backus and Richie on his wing, and he doesn't put up numbers. Are we going to say he's washed up, too? So I think you just give Brady weapons, he'll easily figure it out.
The fact is that, that's actually a great analogy. I love it when we get hockey analogies.
Montreal, that's what they do.
The better analogy
you get a little hockey
in hockey would be, like, if all the defensemen went down and they brought in, 6 rookies.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Tuukka's numbers got worse.
Yeah.
Tuukka's just not the same guy. He's getting older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because in sports, there really is no, in baseball, it's an individual sport. Nobody is going to affect me hitting a baseball or throwing a baseball. Maybe the pitcher-catcher relationship. But Tom Brady's livelihood, Tom Brady's stats, Tom Brady is great, Tom Brady sucks. A lot depends on the knuckleheads out there running routes. Right?
Absolutely.
And we've already seen, like I said, I've already seen 5 plays now from Sunday, and I'll be willing to bet, the all 22 brigade is out there already, and I'm probably going to have another 4 or 5 of more examples of these guys. So I would go back to, what are you doing during the week?
Listen, Lou, it's
what are we doing?
It's lazy by these national media guys. They're looking at the age of Tom Brady at 42. They're looking at the numbers. They're matching them up with Mitchell Trubisky. And then they're sitting there going, see? This is the decline. This is it. But nothing you've seen in the games, because if you're looking at arm strength, if you're looking, first of all, he never had mobility running out of the pocket anyway. So he's a pocket quarterback. So in that respect, he looks no different at 42 than he did at 35. What would they say if Aaron Rodgers had this difficulty? Matter of fact, let's go back to Aaron Rodgers. Because when Aaron Rodgers has had problems with the offensive line, or with the coach, or with receivers, or with running backs, has it ever been Aaron Rodgers' fault? Nope. Not one freaking time. It's never been Aaron Rodgers' fault. Right? But it's Tom Brady aging at 42, and these people that are saying it, they don't even watch these games. They're looking at numbers, at stats, and they're putting two and two together and say, this works. He's 42. He's aging. What did you expect? Everybody ages.
No, they don't. That's part of it. But then they just see, incomplete pass again. Oh, how did he miss him?
Right.
That's it.
Right.
There's nothing else to it. There's no layers to it. It's all very surface driven.
Well, the pass we were just talking about, the one at the end of the end zone, I guarantee you most people, because I saw it on Twitter, who is Brady throwing to? Is he throwing that ball away? He wasn't throwing it away.
Went
to the wrong spot.
Examples of him being better than ever or just as good than there are of him looking like crap.
Well, he doesn't look old. I'll give you that. He does not look
old. Pocket presence. And not just identifying where the pressure's coming, but identifying and being, you know, having that uncanny ability to move away from it, keep a strong base, reset his feet, and throw darts, as opposed to other guys that just kind of flop it up there and have no control of where it's going. Like, to me, it's calculated. There's a purpose for every last thing he does. I saw one play where I was like, man, he should have threw it to Rex Burkhead in the flat. He didn't. He didn't. Or he threw it late, and he missed because he was offset with his feet. That was the only play where I was like, he should have identified that sooner. He was open. But he wanted to go deeper. So by the time he came back, there was people in his face, and he missed the throw.
But it's the legs.
It's the legs. Oh, my God. All right, 617-779-7937. It's piling on season for Tom Brady, and we're talking about it right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.